they say, eventually one day led to the death of the cat. If she really knew what was best, she would have gave it a rest before she came across something she'd regret. Annie grabbed her new leather cap, her trusty weathered old map, and made her way into town. Something was going down. Willoughby was in the back and plotting out an attack that would take over the world.
But just then,
she made a loose floorboard creak. He spotted her and he shrieked,
"Are you there? This is no place for little girls. Run, girl, run, run as fast as you can. There's a creature keeping your a threat to his plan. Run, girl, run, cause this bruise is gone, man.
There's a mechanical man made out of Frankenbee's cans. So run as fast as you can,
or you'll be dead."
Willoughby had worked all his life with only sorrow and strife, leaving him bitter and chained. He felt that he deserved some respect. He dreamt the world would erect a monument in his name. So he spent all his nights and his days in his shop toiling away with just the things in the store. Soon he made an army of drones from pots and pans and ham bones and other scraps from the refrigerator. Willoughby knew sweet little Anne would surely ruin his plan, and so she had to be stopped. Summoning his minions of merch, he ordered them to go search and find the girl in the shop. Well, hiding in a dairy case, dear little Annie's heart raced. The girl was frozen with fear. She looked up from her milk crate, preparing to meet her fate. One of the robots said, "Sir, she's over here.
Run, girl, run, run as fast as you can. There's a creature keeping your a threat to his plan. Run, girl, run, cause this bruise is gone, man.
Watch out, cause there's a mechanical man made out of Frankenbee's cans. So run as fast as you can,
or you'll be dead."
Humanity will be done. So to survive, you gotta run.